Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Not a human body.
David hasn't spoke publicly since Celeste Rivas Hernandez's body was found in his Tesla, but the people around him have started talking, some voluntarily, some not. His manager, Robert Morngronth, testified before a grand jury for days and was reportedly overheard saying his priority after learning about the body was keeping the tour going, not calling the police. A female witness failed to appear and now faces a body attachment order. And within days of police raiding his Hollywood rental, David allegedly transferred two properties to his mother and broke the lease. The grand jury is no longer just investigative. Allegedly, it now has authority to indict. Allegedly, prosecutors Beth Silverman reportedly believe David was involved in Celeste's death and may be pushing murder charges. Jennifer Coffendaff, a retired FBI special agent, is here with us to help break this down further. These are, you know, it's the language is getting stronger. If you were David, would you be bracing for impact at this moment in time for a possible arrest coming up?
Absolutely. He's bracing for impact. I would say law enforcement is keeping track of him in some way, shape, or form. And also, this whole idea of a grand jury all of a sudden getting bestowed to being able to charge, investigate. I mean, when I kept hearing, oh, it's an investigative grand jury, believe me, grand juries are investigative, all of them. And then mm-hmm. they also have the power when asked whether it should be a true bill, a no bill, or they just sort of drop the subject and move on to other cases. So they've always, as far as I know, federally, I can tell you 100%. They are empowered with being able to have true bills and no bills. So that's always been the case. When I heard that, I was like, oh, that's a media misnomer in some way.
What's your thoughts on Robert, the manager, who testified for days? According to TMZ, he was in the hallway, overheard saying that the prosecutor, Beth Silverman, was very pushy about why he didn't call police. And I want to break this down for a moment because, I mean, we hear this and we go, well, why wouldn't you call police if you found out that your artist had a body in their trunk? But I want to play devil's advocate for a moment, or just maybe reality of how this took place. He's out on tour with his artist or wherever the hell he's at, and he finds this information out. If you're getting this call, I guess it probably really matters how this call is being delivered of, we found a body in the trunk of his car. Oh my God, what are we supposed to do? And if you don't call police there, that's a little weird. If you're like,
don't forget to a tour, there's so many people employed on this tour. There's the crew there. I mean, there's so many people. There's so many lives on the line here financially.
Or is it, hey, by the way, a car he had, they found a body in it. We don't know how it got there. It's really weird. It's strange. We're dealing with it. Okay, you may not be the one that's thinking you're going to need to call 911 because, well, you were just informed that part of the other crew here is already dealing with this, and you may be assuming other people are calling 911.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just trying to, like, look at this in a, you know, down-to-earth way, not a, see, you're a horrible person for not doing this sort of way. What's your take on how all that went down?
I'm going spicy gin here.
Yeah.
BS, bull crap.
Yeah.
There is no way that if you find out anybody is dead in a trunk that you do not report that to police. That is.
But what if you think people already did, or you're assuming others already did?
You can't assume. You do it because.
Yeah, maybe you should. Yeah.
Do. It's just moral. And let me tell you, the only thing that manager cared about was dollar signs.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about David. He doesn't care about the salaries of anybody. He doesn't care about anything but putting money in his bank account and protecting David from going down for something. And that's all he had. And that's why, and I would have been the same way grilling him for 3 days, which is almost unheard of, by the way, as to all the details, everything he knew about Celeste, about their relationship, about dead bodies, about blood, about chainsaws, about everything. He knew it. These managers know what's going on with their, you know, talent.
Let's talk about that. 3 days of grilling. Why? And that is unheard of, Jen. Why? I mean, from an FBI perspective, was he singing? Was he giving him a lot of information? Or was it like, we're really having to pull teeth here, and that's why it took this long?
I think it's a combination, Tony. But for those of you who have never testified before a grand jury, it goes really quick. I mean, the questions are answered. And then the grand jurors, all of them, can pummel you with questions. So if there is ever a point that is they're not understanding, you can get pummeled. So you can be there for longer. I think that probably added to why he was on the stand so long. Most people think it's just an attorney, right? Asking questions that they're in control. They're not. It's like having everybody in chat, you know, in your audience, and they're saying, whoa, wait a minute. It's like having you, Tony, there. And, you know, that's what it's like. So it's not like you get off scot-free with saying a piece of evidence means this. They're going to ask you about it. So you put all that together, and I think that that's why it took so long. First of all, I think he didn't want to probably tell the truth. Secondarily, I think there was a lot he knew. And finally, you had those grand jurors that are allowed to ask questions and probe.
We have that other female witness that allegedly did not show up, that they put a body order out to try and get her in. We don't know anything more about that since that was reported. We don't know if they did get her in for questioning. We don't know if they did not get her in for questioning. She's allegedly represented by the same counsel as Morgranth. What does that say to you when you're hearing about that somebody is super reluctant to come in and testify?
Oh, well, it tells me they don't want to be involved. They know information and they don't want to disclose it. And as far as whether she has or has not been brought in, you know, grand juries are supposed to be secretive. Now, TMZ does a great job of stashing people in the hallways. Who's going in and out? They might not be able to be in there, but they're the next best thing. They've like got the glass to the door.
Yeah, we've learned more through TMZ on this case than anyone else.
Yeah, no, they've had a corner on the market on the case, and they're good. That's what they do, and they have the people to do it. So, you know, as far as that goes, that's why we haven't heard about the other witness. But there was something you said at the end that immediately caught my eye. And that is that the manager and this woman have the same attorney. Okay. That tells me like pocketbooks, right? In other words, that manager is trying to provide her the counsel. And secondarily, it's a complete conflict of interest. That will have to change. She will have to counsel. But it tells me, Tony, right? They're trying to keep her from testifying. It's not just her that doesn't want to. The manager's in on it too.
I'm assuming right now there's a lot of squeezing going on, a lot of squeezing the people below whoever they think may have done this. And if David is at the top of that ladder, and that's an if, he's not been charged with anything as of right now, they're probably, would you assume they're making deals with folks of like, look, you're party to this. We can charge you with this. You'll go away for this unless you are willing to testify. Is that what we are likely is going on in some of those conversations at this moment?
Tony, the squeeze is on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. They are going to make offers to people who might have been on a tertiary level with all of this. And they're going to need some people. And you have to make deals with devils. Because anybody who, if there were people there who were a party to it, who witnessed it, who helped cover it up, all those people to me are sick too. But you have to make deals with the devil.
How much do you think age is going to be playing a role in this? Because I am wondering, this is, again, just pure speculation. of how many people knew how old Celeste actually was. There's no question that David and Celeste had a relationship of some sort. I don't know if it was romantic. Nobody does. But they were friends at the very least. She's in videos with him and they appear to be buddy-buddy. And she's, you know, 13, 14 years old. He's 19, 20, depending on when the video was shot. I'm really wondering how much of people's knowledge is going to be challenged here and how much they really did know or didn't know about her actual age. She could have told everybody that she was 19, and unless somebody's actually checking the ID, which, you know, that people don't typically do, you're not going to necessarily know how old she was. She could have easily passed for being a 19-year-old LSU student, which is what was allegedly told to many people.
Well, you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get that too. That was on both of their hands. And that shows at least some level of every, you know, things wanting to be hush hush. Also, I know many of us have posted pictures. I posted pictures of her raw, right? Where she's not really makeup and everything. She looks like a baby. I mean, she really has that young look. But you're right, people are going to hide behind, well, this is what she said, she had a fake ID, blah 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 blah. Look, they're not going to be held responsible for that, I don't think, unless they videotaped some moment in the bedroom or something, which you never know what all happened. I mean, let's think about this, Tony. What nobody's really talking about is motive.
What's
really the motive here? I mean, you have this young 14-year-old that I would believe he's getting to do anything he wants with, right? I mean, he's putting her up purportedly, according to the PI, in another location. She's accessible. You know, he's still touring. He's doing his thing. What's the purpose? What's the purpose? So was it because she was going to go forward and say something? This does not strike me as this type of girl, honestly.
Yeah.
From listening to her with her fight with the neighbor, watching her actions, her runaway actions and all of that. She doesn't want to give this up. I really, motive-wise, I don't know. I'm afraid this is really sinister.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, how much do you think this can be argued as an accident at the end of the day? An accident that was a horrible cover-up by idiots.
You know, what the drugs come back, and they're going to be able to tell that, I think, from tissue and from hair. I believe they're going to be able to say what was in her body. I don't know if they're going to be able to say the amounts, right? Because her organs would have been depleted over all that amount of time. Kidneys and livers and pancreas and everything else you need. But can they, from the remaining tissue, give us amounts? In other words, was it a lethal amount of heroin or methamphetamine or cocaine or whatever they end up finding, right? That's going to be critical to it. But I really think the digital discussions are going to be a big part of it. Also, are they going to be able to find this area in, I think it was outside of Santa Barbara. Where were they outside of it? Might have been Santa Barbara. Are they going to be able to track that and find that location where purportedly this crime took place? Oh my gosh, if they're able to find that, that's going to be a treasure trove of spatter, of blood that would still be discernible in that ground. I think that that's a real critical piece too. And are they going to be able to find the freezer? You know, all of that, this is such critical information they're looking for. And they might have, for all we know.
I don't know. They left the burn cage and the chainsaw in the garage. So I'm not putting a ton of weight on like them being super detailed.
I'm used, but nevertheless, I think important. I think all of us, anyone with common sense, can look and say, didn't take that, folks.
I think there's a lot of question there as to why that, I don't know. There's a lot of attention here. Hope, you know, they know it's on them and a lot of people are watching this. So hopefully it's as detailed as it needs to be to get to it. They're saying that the grand jury may be hearing witnesses through February of 2026. If an indictment does come down, what happens next?
Well, what happens next is an arrest warrant is issued. And at that point, we won't know about it, right? there'll be a true bill secretly issued by the grand jury. The law enforcement officers will receive that. They will put together a plan, likely involving the FBI, because remember, he's over in Texas now. Mm-hmm. So it could involve federal authorities to take him into custody. They issue what they call, well, actually, in this case, he didn't flee. And there's an attorney involved. So there is a possibility that he could be requested to surrender himself, much like what happened in the Diddy case. That's obviously what they want.
Or like in the Sarah Grace Patrick case.
Wow, he brings it full circle, folks.
She surrendered. That's different. She turned herself in.
Yeah, I hear you.
All joking aside, I think that they will contact the attorneys and have him self-surrender. Having said that, law enforcement doesn't want to do that, and I'll tell you why. They're going to want to search where he is. We're going to want to search where he is for any other evidence, anything that he could have done to, for instance, witness intimidation, witness harassment. I'm not saying it's happening. I'm saying they're going to want to know. Has he kept a tight lip on everybody? Because to be honest with you, I am shocked with the fact that I believe other people do know about this, that nobody's come forward that we've heard about.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, conspiracies fall apart because of loose lips. But I think maybe we're starting to see those lips loosen as this grand jury process continues forward. We'll just have to see. It's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be a pivotal year for David D4VD in the coming months. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. As always, pleasure having you on and getting your insights into all of these cases. Break the Case is her podcast. Check it out wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube as well. And for us, if you want to comment, please let us know your thoughts on this case. YouTube, you can do that. We also have our Substack channel now, hiddenkillers.substack.com. You can join us on there. Even get tomorrow's videos today and interact with us directly. If you want to direct a way to communicate your thoughts to the program, Substack is it, so be sure to check that out and be sure to press subscribe wherever you are watching or listening to this. Until next time, for Jennifer, for Stacy, for Todd, for myself, and for all of us here, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.